Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. First, and for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And what is the year of your birth?
1948.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A graduate degree.
And is that associate's, bachelor's, master's?
Master's.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Is it white, black, or African-American, American,
Caucasian.
Indian,
or... Caucasian.
Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use
That's
any number
one.
From...
Okay.
Well, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. And we
okay.
have a list. We have first Republicans in Arizona.
Now, a 10 means very favorable, right?
Yes. And 0 means very cold.
10.
And
no. 10.
Thank you. Then we have Katie Hobbs.
We have who?
Katie
oh,
Hobbs.
Yeah, a 3.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
1.
Then we have Democrats in Arizona.
3.
And Donald Trump.
9.
Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about who you voted for in the November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate prioritized making housing more affordable? Was it a must-have? Well, for this one, we have a different scale. We have, was it a must-have or will not vote for a candidate who doesn't? Very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or
very important. Very important.
Thank you. Then we have prioritize bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable.
Bringing down what?
Bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable.
Oh, very important.
Thank you. Then we have prioritize protecting abortion access.
It depends.
Depends
on the situation. Depends on the situation.
But when thinking about the candidate, how important was it to you for them to prioritize protecting abortion access? Was it a must-have, very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal-breaker?
No, I have to say neutral because it depends on the situation.
Thank you. And last, we have promoted traditional values.
Say that again.
Promoted traditional family values.
How important it is to me?
Yes. How important was it to you?
I'd say, I don't know, 7.
For this one, we're using the same scale, a must-have, very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal breaker?
Somewhat important.
Thank you very much. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Oh, well, that's something I don't tell anybody that.
This is just for classification purposes.
Yeah, but I don't discuss that. I mean, it's no one's business.
Yes, it's just that the options that we have is Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible, too young, not registered, etc.
All right. Or well, you can say Republican, so it would be Trump.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for Senate, or were you not able to vote? Was it Ruben Gallego, the Democrat, Kerry Lake, the Republican, someone else, not elected,
Carrie
Bolte
Lake.
Young? Thank you.
Kerry Lake.
And as you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that would enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no or on Prop 139?
No.
The ballot measure that guarantees your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not vote on this one?
No, I didn't vote on that.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking back to the ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally on a scale of 0 to 2?
Well, what was the outcome again? What was the outcome again?
Well, we just want to know how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally. And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important, 5 means that it was somewhat important, and 0 means that the outcome was not important at all.
I said 10.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2024 election, did the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state make you more or less motivated, or did it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No, it didn't matter.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learned a candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or did it make
you
no difference?
You have to understand something. There's different reasons for this.
Yes.
So it depends on what the candidate would say, so I can't answer that one.
Mm-hmm. Because the question also posed, did it make no difference in your likelihood to vote?
All right, what's the question again?
Thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or did it make no difference in your likelihood to vote?
It would, all right, so would it make a difference if they, you're saying if the candidate was for it, is that what you're saying?
If the candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state.
Opposed. It didn't make a difference. Well, it did. So.
Mm-hmm. And would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it a lot, just some, very little, or not at all?
I don't know any who talked about it.
Mm-hmm. So would that be very little or not at all?
You're talking about people in Arizona?
Yes.
Not at all.
Thank you. And likewise, thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it a lot, just some, very little, or not at all? Yes?
A lot,
thank you. And based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona, or abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona?
Abortion is legal in some cases.
We have most cases.
No, I wouldn't say that.
The options that we have is all cases, in most cases.
You said all or most?
Yes.
I don't know. It depends on the person's situation. I can't answer that.
Okay, that's fine. Now, based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
No, I can't answer that one either. You're not giving me the one I want.
Yes, the options that we have are those.
It depends on the case.
For this one, we do need to choose one.
All right, say them again.
Yes. We have legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally.
You can't use the word most. You have to say some. So, no, I won't answer that.
Yes, unfortunately, the...
Write down some. Some.
Yes. Unfortunately, I cannot do that for this subject.
Yeah, well, that should have said that. They should have said that.
Thank you very much.
You're not giving me, you're not saying it depends on the situation.
Well, we do have some yes and some no.
Yes,
we do have more questions regarding that, following up this question. But we are going to go to specifics.
Are you going to ask more questions about this?
Yes.
No, I'm not interested in talking about it.
Okay. Sorry. Or is there anybody else at home who will be interested in helping us?
My husband is probably against it, but no, I don't know.
Thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you have to agree. Tell them to rewrite that.
I will let them know. Thank you.
Yeah. You have to say some, not all, most. I mean, those are bad words, whoever put that together. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you very much for the feedback.